Actually, folk singing is a bit like hybridization and science, cross-pollination, and things like this, whether you knew it or not. What I mean by this is that no folk singer likes to take a song and do it exactly as he heard it. He changes one note, and then he calls it original, or one line. And I would like to next sing a folk work song. Like a friend of mine, Pat Paulson, says, most folk singers sing about work songs, but they don't do any. However, this isn't really a folk work song. I wanted to mention this fact about cross-pollination and hybridization because I have a friend who does this. You know, we put songs together. We take parts of one and put them into another, sing two or three as a medley. And this friend of mine, Harmer Weichel, a former student at another school, which I attended, before I was asked to leave, Harmer's with the Peace Corps right now, and he told me, he sent me a letter and said that he's doing a little bit of this cross-pollination, this hybridization thing right now. And they just successfully crossed. Takes a minute. They just successfully crossed a tiger with a parrot. And I thought, wow, this is really amazing. You know, and I immediately wrote back and said, well, if you crossed a tiger with a parrot, what did you get? And he wrote back, well, I don't know what we got, but brother, when it talks, we listen. Anyhow, this is a little Yiddish song. And for those of you who don't speak Yiddish, I will interpret as best I can. It's about a Yiddish grandmother called a Bubba. A Zeta is a grandfather. It's not like Booby, which means dummy, or Booby Prize, or something like this. It's Bubba. And the little boy is explaining what his Bubba gave to him on Hanukkah, which comes late in the year and is often equated with the Christian New Year. However, it is the Jewish Festival of Lights. And there is much gift-giving and things of this nature at this time, if I remember this song. Actually, I didn't write this song. A friend of mine wrote this song when he was in a fit of pique, in a moment of madness, I guess in sheer desperation one night. And it goes like this. On the first day of Hanukkah, my Baba gave to me a bagel and a piece lox. On the second day of Hanukkah, my Baba gave to me two gefilte fishes and a bagel and a piece lox. A bagel, that's sort of a petrified donut. It's very delicious bread. New York water bagels are simply out of this world. Lox is like, it's salmon, it's red fish. Gefilte fish, well, it's like raviolis or meatballs, only much better. On the third day of Hanukkah, my Baba gave to me three matzah knedlach, two gefilte fishes, and a bagel and a piece lox. On the fourth day of Hanukkah, my Baba gave to me four kasha knishes, three matzah knedlach, two gefilte fishes, and a bagel and a piece lox. Kasha, that looks like fried rice. A knish, well, that's something like a potato pancake, very thin dough, it's fried. Really delicious. Matzah is unleavened bread. It looks like Melba toast. And knedlach is something you make from matzah. This next one, I'm sure, requires no transliteration. On the fifth day of Hanukkah, my Baba gave to me five kosher dills, four kasha knishes, three matzah knedlach, two gefilte fishes, and a bagel and a piece lox. On the sixth day of Hanukkah, my Baba gave to me six hazel latkes, five kosher dills, four kasha knishes, three matzah knedlach, two gefilte fishes, and a bagel and a piece lox. Hase, that's like German heis, it means hot. A latke is like a potato pancake. On the seventh day of Hanukkah, my Baba gave to me seven ungestopfte kishkes, six hazel latkes, five kosher dills, four kasha knishes, three matzah knedlach, two gefilte fishes, and a bagel and a piece lox. Ungestopfte, stuffed, kishkes. I'll leave it to your imagination what it is that's stuffed. On the day after Hanukkah, my Baba gave to me an enema.